All right, welcome everybody to another episode of O365A. Today's episode is the recap of Enterprise Connect. So we wanted to have a discussion about some of the announcements that happened last week, and primarily, you know, around what the new meeting experiences are, and also what the new phone devices are. So, Mike, maybe if you can lead us out.
Yeah, so it was interesting at Enterprise Connect. They were showing kind of the next generation IP phones. So from the personal front, they were showing two devices from Yealink. I think it was a T56 and 58A. Also the audio code C450HD. And these were devices that are now running Android, and they were running the Teams mobile app on, kind of on top of that. But it was a purpose-built mobile app, which was designed for telephony, so it doesn't have like all the Teams, the channels and that. On the conference room or room phones, they were showing the Polycom Trio that was running the Teams app as well. And they also have the Yealink CP960, and then they also showed the Crestron Mercury. So it was interesting to see some new devices to the game. And it was interesting that we are kind of seeing a fundamental shift with the IP phones, where Microsoft is now designing or building the software again, similar to how they did back in the day with the Link Phone Edition. And those hardware vendors are now kind of building devices around that software package.
Yeah, and I think what's really exciting about the software-enabled devices is you can start to do some cool software-related stuff. Like another announcement they made was Cortana capabilities in these new Teams-enabled devices. So this is really part of their whole intelligent communications vision, where with these new Teams devices and Cortana being integrated, you'll be able to do voice commands, to make a call, to join a meeting, which sounds pretty, you know, trivial, I guess. We've had that capability on smartphones for a while. But when you look at the meeting join experience and all the things that go around calling and communicating and joining different modalities, this could be really a time saver for people, when they can just speak, give a voice command, and join a meeting.
Yeah, for me, I really liked, and what I thought was interesting was this notion of these mobile phone stations. So Plantronics demoed this base station that you would simply drop a phone into, and, you know, you dock your phone, and then you're running the Teams client from that phone. The base station has a headset. So it's all technology that they already have. They just sort of modeled it into this base that you can drop your phone into. And, you know, it'll wirelessly charge your phone, and you can start to transfer calls between your speaker phone or your headset from your mobile. And then there's a Teams button that's on the device as well that will directly launch the Teams mobile app. So I think that, to me, is very interesting, because obviously everyone's got a mobile device, and you know, this will probably be hopefully a lower cost device that everyone will be able to get into and use straight away.
Yeah, I think the big takeaway there is that we're sort of going into the realm of intelligent devices, right, where they can do so much more than actually just make a phone call, right? Like you mentioned, you know, the ability to voice calling someone, instantly join meetings, drop a mobile phone on a desk, or sorry, on the Plantronics phone there, to be able to take that and intelligently, you know, connect it into whatever you're doing. You know, primarily most people carry a mobile phone in their hands day to day, right? So it kind of makes sense to have that as your singular telephony device as an end user from that perspective, right? So I think, the takeaway as well is that, if you're going to be interested in moving to Teams from a telephony perspective, you really should start investigating on what your migration plan or if there's an upgrade plan involved in order to get these devices in there and play with them and see what they can do for your company. So.
Yeah.
And then the next big thing that was announced last week is, you know, all of the new intelligent meeting experiences that are coming to Teams.
Yeah, and you know, if you're realizing the benefits from a phone calling perspective with personal devices, of course, we have to talk about meetings, and of course, Skype for Business platform started to have a rich ecosystem of meeting room devices like the Surface Hub, Skype Room systems. So they announced that in addition to those devices will be supported for Teams, they announced some new devices from HP and Lenovo, which are smart devices, gives new capabilities for Teams meetings. And I think that's pretty exciting too, because you'll be able to get that intelligent communication experience, get some better productivity from Teams meetings with those devices. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and even on top of that, they started talking about this proximity, which is kind of the intelligence within these meeting rooms. So now you can bring your laptop into this meeting room, and your laptop will auto detect that, hey, it's in an actual conference room. I'll join, but maybe I won't join with the audio already enabled. So now you don't get those feedback loops or anything like that. And then even with your smartphone. So now you can just, you know, walk into the room with your smartphone, and now you can use that smartphone as a controller for your presentation. So now you can forward slides, you know, control people and them getting in and out of the lobby. It's a lot of intelligence that they're adding at the meeting level as well. So with these devices.
Yeah, I think in addition to that mobile device as well as the, you know, they mentioned that, you know, you'll be able to, wherever you are, join meeting experiences and share directly from your mobile phone while you're on the go. So you don't necessarily have to be within the meeting rooms itself, and you can actually share your camera and display, you know, what you're seeing at the same time as sort of what's, you know, what you're presenting. So I thought that was pretty interesting at the same time as well, right? And then, you know, in addition to that, there's the, you know, the new transcription during a meeting. So when you join a meeting, you know, if you're not native language to the, you know, to the discussion that's happening, it has that, I guess really that's more of a translation. The transcription is more of, it'll explain, you know, sort of what the person is saying during the meeting itself. Which was really cool because, you know, at the end of the meeting, the presenters showed that, hey, I wasn't even in the meeting. I can go into the recording and I can actually search within the transcription using all of the, you know, the AI cognitive services that Microsoft provides and search for specific words. So he's like, well, if I wasn't there, I can see if they said my name. And then, you know, I know, you know, if there's anything, actions or whatnot that I have to take out of it. Right? So I thought that was pretty interesting as well, right? And then in addition to the, this is not really more of a meeting experience, but you have the instant translation in line in your channel, in your team, right? So while I'm in a channel, if somebody types in a different language, I can actually translate it to my native language so I understand what the person is saying, so I can respond intelligently to their comment. So. And then lastly for me is you know, they touched briefly on bringing the Skype meeting broadcast into Teams. It wasn't really discussed specifically how that integration is going to work, but I mean, being able to leverage that you know, Azure Content Delivery Network that they, you know, Skype meeting broadcast utilizes, I think it was going to be pretty huge when it comes to Teams. So now you'll be able to, you know, broadcast not just within your meeting, but to everybody else within your organization or outside.
And one of my favorite things about that cloud recording of meetings is is the fact that, you know, it's on the cloud side, right? So now you don't have to worry about, you know, starting the recording from your client, hoping that it's successful. If there's a problem with the client and you lose your recording, so you have multiple people trying to record the session from the client side. And then what do you do with those files once after the meeting? Will you throw them on SharePoint? Are they too big? Do you need to, you know, deal with, some editing of the media? So I think this cloud recording of meetings is going to be powerful, and then tie that into transcription. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think as well as the processing power that's required in order to do all that work, especially on the client side. I know from my experiences during the recordings, it's really taxing on the desktop side.
Yeah, and like you guys are saying too, but Michael alluded to it, once you record that meeting on the client side, then you got the distribution problem. And to do a high quality meeting recording, it's a large piece of media that you got to distribute. So I'm really looking forward to that one, the call recording in the cloud. That's big.
Yeah, for sure. In terms of, the interop story, not as big of news, but I think it's still very important, is that, you know, Polycom, Pexip, and BlueJeans are committing, to move their product line into Teams. So all the standards-based interop components that many organizations have deployed today, I personally work with large customers that have deployed things like the Polycom Real Connect. And, you know, it's important to know that that's going to continue to move forward and work with Teams. So that's a big deal, certainly. The pre-meeting join experience, before you join a meeting, you're not just thrown right into video, and you might be having a bad hair day, you know, so I have time to fix my hair and, get ready for the meeting. So you've got a little box that just shows, a preview of what you're going to look like, and you can adjust your client devices, pick the right headset and video. And lastly, I think everyone will agree that one of the coolest features, I mean, at least I thought it was cool, was the blurred video experience. So you've got a lot of stuff going on in the background. You might have people moving around, or you might have some confidential information maybe written on a whiteboard that you don't want shown in a meeting. You just blur the background, and that was really cool to see. And I think it helps too, because if there's just things that are distracting in the background, you can just sort of blur it out. So, it'll encourage people to use video if they were thinking not to use it because of they didn't like the background or something else is going on.
Yeah, I mean, in the demo, they showed the kind of a solid background or a whiteboard in the background. They kind of blurred that out. It would be interesting when you actually see someone walk into the room that's kind of behind the scenes and see how that works. That'll be pretty cool if you can filter that background noise out.
Yeah, it definitely keeps some of those things, I guess, within your house, right? That you don't want to show. I think they during the demo they made a comment of wouldn't it be nice if you had something like this and your kid was walking behind you and you were doing an interview and stuff like that, right?
So, yeah, like that BBC interview would have never been a big deal, right?
Turned into a big deal, so maybe he needed some blurred video.
Hey, one last quick note. I was just looking at the public announcement from Enterprise Connect. That support for existing SRS and Service Hubs, team support, that is, it's targeted for the first half of this year, 2018. So,
not too far out.
Yeah, pretty coming pretty quick.
Yeah. Now, did they mention anything about when the devices, like the phones, would have any of that, or the other meeting rooms, would they have anything with regards to when they're going to be released, or is it still sort of TBD?
I think it's TBD based on the vendor, but I can't find a specific date in the public announcements here.
Cool. Well, I guess we'll all have to wait and see. Okay, well, thanks for joining in to another episode, and we'll hopefully catch you on the next one.
Take care. See you.
See ya.